Hi there, it's Aubrey from Be the Evidence podcast. Susan, Grace, and I are so grateful that you are here, that you're tuning in, that you're showing up, that you're listening, that maybe this podcast is spurring conversation and contemplation in your worlds. That is a tremendous honor for us to be a part of. Thank you, sincerely. Before we get into the podcast, just wanted to let you know a couple of things. Susan and I run a community platform at www.betheevidence.live. It is a membership site where individuals and members get access to a lot more goodies than are just offered on our podcast. So after every podcast, Susan and I record a 12 sun sign astrology forecast with tarot cards for everybody based upon the themes that come up in our podcast. That's only accessible if you're a member. On top of that, what you find in the membership site is presence practices that are pertinent to the shifting energies. There are weekly live calls. There are pop-up calls that can be in the spur of moment of, hey, this is shifting. Let's dissect a conversation around it. Or there are tarot cards where everybody can pop up and get a tarot card pulled for them. There's a lot going on in BeTheEvidence.live, and it's truly a platform to help uplift, motivate, and center and ground all of us as we move through these shifting energies throughout 2019 and into 2020, because the reality is we all need a little bit of help. And so if that's something that speaks to you, know that we are here and we would love to see you at our next live call, which happens weekly. If that is of interest, please go and check out www.betheevidence.live. And now here's the podcast. Hi there. Oh, it's so good to sit with you.
Yeah, it's been a long 2 days. It has.
That 48 hours. Woo!
It's long.
It's true. How are you doing with these energies?
Well, I'll tell you that since I have placements in Aquarius, in Pisces, and in Aries, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I kind of live here. Now it's a whole lot of that energy, but it doesn't feel so foreign to me that I feel like I'm losing my mind. You know what I mean? But if you don't have placements here, you could feel like, oh my God, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very volatile. It can have a lot of aggression if you don't keep yourself in check. It's very unpredictable and it is highly emotive, very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So dreams are pretty fucked up too. Very intense dreams if you're sleeping at all. Mm. That's you.
Yeah.
and a whole lot of like karmic stuff, a whole lot of stuff coming in from the ethers, weird shit coming in. It's a lot. I mean, it's a whole lot. You may run down what those mean about those signs.
I think you should, yeah.
All right. So in Aquarius, Sun and Mercury is how the mind works. Sun and Mercury are on either side of Black Moon Lilith. Black Moon Lilith can be pretty harsh in Aquarius. That's sextiling into Mars, which is our ego and our drive and can be our aggression, mm-hmm. is starting to conjunct Uranus, which rules Aquarius. It's very unpredictable, very volatile, has just clicked into the 29th degree of Aries today. And so we're going to be here in this 29th degree until March. I didn't realize it was going to click in this early, but it has. So this is going to be a lot of unpredictable, forceful, surprising, could be explosive kind of energy until March. At the same time, the moon just went into Pisces. So for the next couple of days, moon will be crossing over Neptune, in which case it'll be squaring into Jupiter and Sagittarius, and then later at the end it'll go over Chiron at 29 in Pisces, and that 29th degree of Chiron in Pisces is bringing up a lot a lot of karmic ache, especially for Chiron and Pisces people. Chiron and Pisces people, if you're born with Chiron and Pisces, those people are holding their breath underwater, waiting for this shit to be over. Mm-hmm. We're almost there. I mean, we've got, as of this recording on the 6th, we've got 12 more days. But those 12 days, when any time a placement is about to leave a sign, it doesn't just take a knee at the end.
Right.
It's like, I'm about to leave, so everybody sit down. Let's make sure you got this shit straight. And we all go, you've been talking about this for 8 years. They're like, too bad, sit down. You know?
The grand finale.
Pop, right.
Pop, pop, pop. Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, I think the emotional piece, and I mean, the karmic piece is also really interesting and currents to surf, you know, especially where do you find relief? Like, I keep getting this image of a sloth of like trying to purposely go as slow as possible, because I think like that Aries great speeds it up in a lot of ways, like to really pull back, because, and I mean pull back, like energetically pull back how fast your mind's wanting to go to things, right? Like pull back how quickly you can become emotional or to give in to the cascade of emotions, because it seems like that's like where, at least for me, there might be a little bit of relief in trying to get a little bit more slow and present, especially when we're like dreaming karmically or not sleeping. Like, that just does not help anybody's scenario in any manner, no matter what.
Well, I'll tell you, Aubrey, that you're reaching for pro survival here, and that's great. Good job. Okay. Except you're probably not going to be able to slow down. If Mercury is in Aquarius and Mars is in Aries, man, you can wear yourself out by running in a circle in the middle of your living room for no good goddamn reason. I mean, it's a lot of energy. Wow.
Yeah.
And I think that, first of all, that Mars and Uranus is squaring into in a T-square to North Node in Cancer and South Node in Capricorn. So South Node in Capricorn at Pluto is someplace you're not supposed to be anymore. North Node in Cancer is excessive self-care. If you can take that Aries energy and go, well, what the shit do I do with this? One is probably being brave about where you don't belong anymore. So it depends on where it's happening in your chart, okay? But anything that feels like it's overly controlling you and you have some sense of urgency of, man, I got to get out of here. You probably do. Probably do need to get out of there. Mm-hmm. So get out where the South Node is in Capricorn, and North Node in Cancer is asking you to come back home to yourself and excessively self-care. Now, excessively self-care under this particular sky might be going to run 5 miles so you can get some of this energy off of you, right? Or like I was saying in the post today, clean the whole damn house in 30 minutes if you can, you know, like do something that wears you out.
Yeah.
That might be self-care, and then get your ass in the bathtub.
I think this is so funny. So I've joined because of this energy and not knowing what the fuck to do with it. I'm like, here's my excessive self-care, and I'm not going to turn towards what I would normally do. So I've joined this group to do a 30-day art challenge. So every day I'm making a new painting, which is fantastic, because if you know anything about my story, I took a really long hiatus from painting. So it's pushing me back into painting on a daily basis. And I'm like, okay, like last night I was like, fuck, everything's cascading around me. Like, you're in it, right? Like feeling it. And so I'm like, okay, good job. I'm painting. I'm trying to go slow. I'm trying to be as present with everything that's arriving. And then I love how you're like, go for a run, get it off of you. Because I ended up standing in the shower, just repeating the word fuck 1,000 times. At some point in time, I heard myself go, all right, that's probably good enough. Like,
and we're done. Okay. For at least a few minutes.
Right. Yeah, because it's uncomfortable. I mean, I feel like that's just like the name of the game right now. Like, it's that symbiotic relationship of the fish that attach to the sharks. that will like pick at them.
The barnacles?
Yeah. Even barnacles on the side of a ship, and it like it feels like that type of energy to remove them and be done with them and be like, ah, it's off of me, right? But it requires it's this like fine line of balance, because like with my Aries placements, I want to come in with a blowtorch and just start torching everything in order to get it to be removed. And then to equally have like Aquarius, where you have to have some level of pullback, some level of detachment, and to be honoring the emotions that arise with that rather than like this whole blow it up mentality.
Well, I mean, that Aquarian and Aries energy can be that you're so detached, you come with the blowtorch to catalyze everything.
Right. Yeah.
You can. I mean, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, be very aware of your intentions. And personally, I think that everybody should be tapping into their Capricorn. Mm-hmm. So Pluto and Saturn and Venus are in Capricorn, especially Saturn. Saturn's where you're trying to take responsibility. And Capricorn is excellence driven. It's mature. It stands the test of time. It makes new rules. It's the decider on how it wants to live. And ultimately, it wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I don't mean winning over other people or being like better than everybody else. I mean ending up where you want to be. So when you have detachment and a lot of aggression and a lot of emotion and open to expansion and self-care and all and trying to leave old things, putting that all together, what do you do with all that?
Right.
And I think that you can channel that into, I don't know how all this is going to go down, because it may go down in ways that seem fucked up. You don't know. You don't know, because the life is going to meet you halfway. You're not in control of everything. But where do you ultimately want to end up? Do you want to end up independent? Do you want to end up in sacred union? Do you want to end up as an entrepreneur? Do you want to end up abundant? Do you want to end up in your own belief system and outside the church? Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever it is. Where do you want to end up? And then you can meet that energy of where you are now and being like, all right, let's try to put a bridle on this and steer it in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes steering only takes a slight turn.
Right.
If you start off, the analogy I like to picture when I'm thinking of this is that if you start off in a ship on one continent and you have a destination you're going to go to, if you turn even 1 degree, you're going to end up in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Because the trajectory ends up being that far out. See what I mean? Like, it only takes a slight turn to end up in a totally different location. You don't have to tear the whole house down to make a change. You can do one thing. You just do one thing. And then after that, you're like, all right, still feel good. Let's do another thing. Change the rigidity of how you're living your life so that what's unfolding can open up faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. For our Be The Evidence.live members, I record guided meditations. And last night, one of the guided meditations I was recording was about that very aspect of making these really small, minute changes in our inner atmosphere or in our external worlds that can lead to ripple effects, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you watch a still lake, if a leaf hits the lake or if a boulder hits the lake, the ripples still take place, right? So to be willing to tinker, I guess, a little bit with what is no longer working, where are things stuck at, where is that aggression coming up, and how would you normally react to it, and pivoting a little bit, being willing to shift the intensity, the reactivity, even the mental judgment that goes along with it.
I was just going to say, even your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've noticed that whenever things start to get hard, when people want to get close to me, people I love, I'm not talking about just anybody, but people I love, people I care about, when they're like, hey, how's it going? I tend to soak that up and be like, okay, well, this person wants to be close to me. Well, I feel like shit about everything. You know, like, wait. Is that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Or could you also talk about what you've done to improve things today? Could you also talk about your goals? Could you also talk about how, oh, this was hard yesterday, but it doesn't feel hard today? Mm-hmm. Could you also talk about just being appreciative that someone cares about you?
Right.
Just shift that. Because just shifting that will stop you from sitting and wallowing in your own suffering. If you're just going to sit down and be like, well, here's my big old puddle of self-pity. I'm going to sit in it and take a bath. Not, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're keeping yourself in that same spot.
Yeah, the wallowing.
Rolling around in it like you love it.
I always think of pigs, like just rolling around in the dirt, being like, yeah, give me more dirt. I want it in it, right? And I'm being like, okay, or.
Or.
There is a big or here. You can wash off and, you know, go frolic in the meadow. I think it's a really, it's such a challenge, right? Like it's this, to be in that type of relationship with your thoughts, because we all know that it's easier to go into the cascade of like, well, this was shit. This was really hard. Oh, can you believe what this person said? Like, it's really easy to go into the negativity, whether it's about our own personal behaviors or those that we have witnessed in the world. And it takes, at least for me, it takes a lot more effort to look at the gratitude, to look at the ways that I was good to myself, to look at the ways that I am still showing up, the ways that I still see hope in humanity. Like, it takes more effort because that muscle is not as strong as going into the pessimism, as going into the judgment, because that's just sort of human characteristics.
Right. And I lean into why would you do that? Why would you spend the effort to reach past what's easy into something that's hard? Why would you go, nope, I'm going to reach further than that? Why would you do that? And I think that I think that you should lean into Capricorns because you want to win. You want your life to turn out well. You want to come out on top. You don't want to stay where you are. You want everything you've done in your life to add up to something that you can be proud of. Then you're going to have to reach further and you're going to have to keep going.
Do you think that that means that you have to have an image for where you want to go, or at least?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because the world is changing so fast. You don't know where you're going. You mm-hmm. don't. The world is changing too rapidly. I think that if you're going to think about where you want to end up, you have to base it on how you want to feel. Mm-hmm. I want to feel supported. I want to feel independent. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel appreciated. I want to feel like I'm a leader, whatever. And however that materializes in front of you, it will be based on resonating with that vibration that you're holding. I know I sound like hippy dippy bullshit when I say that, but I'm real serious about that. If you're going to hold the note of I'm a leader, then something about being a leader is going to match up with that. Mm-hmm. If you're like, I'm never going to be a leader and I fucking suck, then that thing about being a leader won't even cross your path.
Right. No, I mean, it's looking at the energetics of atoms, of structure, of energy. I mean, like, that's the energy, that is exactly what Einstein studied. That is what Dr. Emoto studied, is that we can change the frequency and the vibrations of atoms per our thoughts. And it's no different than thinking of like, oh, I want to be abundant, right? Versus, oh, I want to be healthy, or the water that I'm drinking is healthful. Like, you can change the energetic structure. That's not like this hippy dippy stuff that's actually been proven in laboratories.
It's even stuff like, you know, I want to feel at peace.
Right.
Then if you hold the note of, I'm a person of peace, I want to feel at peace, I'm heading in the direction of peace, then everything that looks like confrontation and chaos and destruction will be like, okay, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Not doing it. Because I'm heading in the direction of peace and this is not peace.
Yeah. I think that's why mandalas and mala beads are in the practice of like repetitive meditations, or to having mantras that you repeat is really helpful, especially in these types of energies where, you know, like my biggest one is like all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Like, repeating those types of statements, or I am peaceful, I am loved, because it rewrites the way your brain can focus on the reactivity, right? Like, it forces you into another place. And then equally externally, the universe spirit is forced into another understanding, a recalibration of how it's going to interact with you. I think there's a lot of power in not only how we think, but what we speak into truth for ourselves and for our co-partnership with the universe.
It changes how you react to it too. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to feel like I'm in sacred union and I'm at peace. Then all of a sudden, if you're not in that, you won't do it anymore.
Right.
If I want to be subservient and pleasing, then you're going to stay right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will be just fine with you. That's where you're going to stay. But if you're like, no, life, you don't understand. This is where I'm going. I'm going to feel supported, in sacred union, independent, sovereign, and free. Then if you're with some fucking jackass who's beating the shit out of you, you're going to do something about that, or ask for help, or that thing's going to fall away, or that person will see your own vibration and see that you guys are not a fighting match anymore. Something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should have used that example, because I don't want to sound like you just have to change your vibration and you can get out of violence. That's not true. There's a lot involved with freeing yourself, but it can start there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think to go back to your question of like, I love how you always ask this. Why? Like, this is one of those questions that I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Why? I think why, like, the question for me is like, well, why not play with life in that manner? Like, what's the harm of being like, I don't know what it feels like to be abundant. So universe, show me what abundance feels like today. And maybe you will find a quarter on the ground. And hey, I have a quarter more than I had, even though it's a quarter. I mean, like, there's still like this playfulness that can take place that I think I keep seeing it like a doorstop, like a window jam, right? Like that you can create space for more energy to come through, for more awareness to
happen. Life to meet you halfway and abundant and be open to what something like abundance looks like. Abundance can look like, I found some beans. Hell yeah, we're going to eat dinner tonight. Awesome.
Right.
It doesn't have to look like what the television tells you it looks like. It doesn't have to look like what's on the billboard. I want sacred union. It doesn't have to look like, you know, fucking Snow White and Prince Charming kind of bullshit. It can look like mirroring that's chaotic as shit, but you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Be open. Be open to how life is like, okay, well, here you go. This is what you asked for. Boom.
Right.
And you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't think it was going to look like that. Well, it does, so.
It does, and then I think it's like the beauty of remembering that you always have a choice. I think this is where I get really caught up, is that sometimes when we make these requests of like, well, I want to be abundant, that we feel like that's a state that we're going to just arrive to, and then there's going to be abundance, and then we are done. Right? Like, then the problem has been solved. We have achieved what we have sought after, right? Or I want to be in sacred union, and then a magical partner shows up and all the work is evaporated. You don't have to do anything. And it discounts this piece about like, and you can stop choosing that. You can choose it differently. You can, you're constantly in this conversation of choice of how you want to participate. Does this fit where I'm going now? Does it fit the understanding that I had yesterday? Is it going to fit what I'm working towards 10 days from now? I don't know, but I can consistently choose rather than it coming to a place of static.
Yeah. Isn't that the Aquarian thing about detaching enough and not hanging on to things so tightly that they can't breathe?
Right.
What is going to happen with this thing that just arrived? You don't know. You don't know. Is that what that detachment means to you?
It's
not holding on so tightly that it can't evolve in the way that it really wants to.
Yeah. I think to not hold on so tightly that it can't evolve the way it wants to. And then also the level of detachment is for me personally to not project that like, oh, because it was this way today, that means from every day forward, it has to be this way. It has to fit into these lines because then I know what to expect. right? And then I know how to react to it or how I was supposed to make choices around it, rather than like being able to detach enough where I'm like, oh, well, that's how it was yesterday. And today I wonder what could unfold. I wonder what choices I could make differently, how I receive them, how I talk to this person, how I create differently. It's being detached enough that you're willing to always make a new and different choice.
Yeah, I've been saying that I think that the energy of Libra, people who have strong placements in Libra, it's squaring into the breakdown of structure, rules, paradigms, traditions of Capricorn. And I think that that's a fuel that's happening to that breakdown, because it's the people with placements in Libra are having to learn sovereignty first and then giving and receiving with life second. Mm-hmm. That breaks down all structures. If right. you are sovereign, that means you've got freedom in every choice you make, and you're engaging and giving and receiving because you want to, not because you have to. That frees up everything. It breaks down traditions, institutions, religions. It breaks down everything.
Right.
You decide how your life is going to be built up. You decide in every moment how you want to respond with life itself, not to mention other people. Mm-hmm. That's a revolution.
Yeah, there's so much power involved in that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, that's completely, like, it feels like that energy of like right before seeing a dinosaur, but right before a chick hatches out of the egg and it starts to vibrate and then, right, like cracks open. It feels like that type of energy of like there's so much potential withheld and then released.
Right.
Yep.
The fracturing that liberates.
Yes.